Effective mentor relationships, I'm going to give you the thesis up front, which is that, like, to me, the number one ingredient of an effective relationship with your mentor, and if you're the mentor, an effective relationship with your mentee is telling the truth. Telling the truth. Being explicitly honest.
Hello, you are listening to Your Unapologetic Career. Being a woman of color faculty in academic medicine who wants to make a real difference with your career can be tough. Listen, these systems are not built for us, but that doesn't mean we can't make them work for us. In each episode, I'll be taking a deep dive into one core growth strategy so you can gain confidence and effectiveness in pursuing the dream career you worked so hard to achieve. All you have to do is tune in to Your Unapologetic Career with me, your host, Kemi Dole, physician, surgeon, researcher, coach, and career strategist, for an always authentic, sometimes a little raw, but unapologetically empowering word. I keep it real for you because I want you to win. So the truth is, I get messages all the time from people who are like, whoa, 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 this is too good. I definitely want to do more. How can I work with you? Like, where is the front door? And so if that's you and you're a woman of color faculty in academic medicine or public health, just keep listening. The question is, are you building the academic career you want or hard at work checking boxes on everyone else's to-do list? A successful career doing the work that you love doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your values, your family, or your joy. Stop trying to be everything to everybody and get to learning the strategies that will 3x your productivity, hone your passions into grant-funded projects, and create the career you worked so hard to achieve. If you have been to every career development or professional development workshop that sounded great, but didn't actually deal with the kind of institutional pressures you face. If you are working hard, but somehow stuck in inefficiency, putting everyone else's priorities first. If you spent years training and sacrificing to become academic faculty, and here you are, still working when you don't want to be on the projects you care most about, I'm here to tell you that you can walk away from this institutional mindset forever and take control of your career with clarity and strategy. Every day, I help women of color faculty in academic medicine and public health, like you, reframe and recreate their academic life so that they can channel their ideas, passions, and skills into grant-funded work with institutional support. And that is why this episode is brought to you by Get That Grant, our 6-month comprehensive high-performance coaching program for high-achieving women of color faculty in academic medicine and public health who are ready to reclaim career control and secure grant funding doing the work they love. In Get That Grant, we help you kick imposter syndrome to the curb for good so you lead your career with clarity and confidence. We help you learn productivity and strategy skills for grants and papers to maximize your chances of success without wasting your time, abandoning your passion, or working yourself into the ground. We help you build the foundation for an amazing and fulfilling academic career, changing your life and the lives of everyone your work will touch. Yes, this future is possible for you, and it's waiting on you to take the first step. If you are ready for career success without sacrifice, without suffering, then I encourage you to join our waitlist at kemidole.com/grant. After you join the waitlist, you will be notified when the next Get That Grant cohort will be enrolling. Your application process will include an in-depth career foundations assessment, helping you identify the gaps in your foundation that are holding you back from enjoying the career you worked so hard to achieve. No more secret worrying that the career you really want isn't really possible. This career assessment will show you exactly where you need to focus to level up your experience and your impact. Join the waitlist today to get in line. Visit kemidole.com/grant to sign up. See you soon. Hello, hello. We are bringing you an episode today from a 30-day live stream Instagram challenge that I did in the summer of 2023, potentially quite recently, depending on when you're catching this episode. Our topics range for things that were very career focused to things that were pretty personal and everything in between. We've curated some of the most popular ones, or frankly, just some of my favorite, even if they weren't popular, to bring them to the podcast. And this week, we're dropping one for your ears. I hope you enjoy it. Talk soon. Bye.
Hey, y'all. So today I'm going to be talking about at least part one of effective mentor relationships, especially beyond the nonsense that we see written about most of the time. So it is day 11 of the 30-day live challenge. My name is Kemi. I'm a coach and career strategist for women of color faculty in academic medicine and public health. And somebody brought up this topic in a comment on a previous live. So thank you for introducing the topic. You know, this could be like a 50-part series, let's be honest, but I'm not sure how many parts I'm going to do, but I am going to continue to make an effort to keep these messages brief. And so that means that with regard to the topic of effective mentor relationships, we can only talk about one thing at a time. Otherwise, each of these would be like easily over an hour long. So effective mentor relationships, I'm going to give you the thesis up front, which is that, like, to me, the number one ingredient of an effective relationship with your mentor, and if you're the mentor, an effective relationship with your mentee, is telling the truth. Telling the truth. Being explicitly honest. A very, very common way that mentor-mentee relationships become ineffective very quickly, and this is from my experience with my faculty that I coach over many years now, is that the relationship is ineffective because if, as a faculty member, when you're a faculty member and you're the mentee, you are still stuck in a paradigm where you're trying to impress somebody, you're trying to impress your mentor, you will not be honest. You will make all kinds of concessions. You will be vague instead of specific. You will seek out ways to impress them. And the desire to impress your mentor will supersede your values in being honest and being clear. And so when that happens, it is such a problem because you can initially get a lot of positive feedback from impressing your mentor, doing what they want you to do. Like if they explain something and it makes no effing sense, but you don't want to say, yeah, that didn't make any sense, it's easier to say, sure, that was great. Yeah, definitely. I understand. All in an effort to impress them. But the more that you do that, the less you actually get back what you most need out of that relationship, which is a person and a place you can go to where you know you will get the truth. But you can't have that if you are not engaged in that truth telling. So being honest with your mentor has a couple of parts. The first part is being clear about what you want. Being clear about what you want from them. Clear and specific. So the transition, the reason why mentor relationships get really ineffective and sometimes can get very toxic, this is not the only reason, but this can happen. One of the reasons is because people move into mentor relationships basically like, will you just mentor me? Will you just make me successful? Will you just make me like you? But you have no idea what that means to your mentor. You don't know how they became successful like they did. You don't know if that's the actual model you want to follow. So telling the truth from the beginning starts with being way more clear with yourself and specific with them as to how exactly do you want them to help you specifically. Do you want specifically their editorial help on published products? Do you want specifically their intellectual labor to help you narrow, refine, or focus ideas? Do you want specifically their opinion about career navigation? What do you want? And then you have to actually communicate that honestly. Only when you do that can you actually assess the quality of the relationship. Because one of three things will happen. You will express explicitly what you're looking for. I am really looking for an intellectual partner to think about my ideas and help me see where the gaps are so that I can make the best decision about which one to move forward with, what makes the most sense. That's an example of specificity. And then you would follow that up with this project and why I'm coming to you. So a few things are going to happen. One, they're going to be like, sounds good. And they're going to do exactly what you asked them to do, which is much harder for them to do if they have no idea why you're there. And you're just under the broad guise of mentoring. That's one possibility. Here's another possibility. They will say, yes, I can do that. When you ask, can you serve in this capacity? They'll say yes. And then they will not do it. And then you will have extraordinarily valuable information. The information that you will have is that they are not accurate with what they are capable of doing for you. You don't even have to worry about whether it's nefarious or not. It doesn't matter. They are not accurate with what they say that they can do for you. So now you know that. So now you save yourself multiple years of gaslighting yourself and thinking you're the problem. That's the second possibility. The third possibility is they say, oh, okay, I get that. That's what you want. That's not what I can give you. I cannot do that kind of intellect. Like, I do not have the time, space, energy, whatever. Or maybe I don't want to because that's too close to my area. But regardless, the answer is no. Once again, you have incredibly valuable information. Now you're not trapped in a frenemy relationship where you have no idea that the more you make progress, the more threatening and difficult you are becoming to that mentor. So being honest obviously isn't something that just happens once. It becomes the bedrock of how you communicate. In fact, it becomes the most important piece of how you communicate, which is making sure that you are clear and honest and specific about what you are looking for in any given conversation. To allow yourself to receive actual, accurate, helpful data about whether and to what extent this person can help you. That is the bedrock of an effective mentor relationship. And the absence of that kind of clear talk is the mess that so many ineffective, dysfunctional, at times honestly ridiculous mentor-mentee relationship stories come from. Because people literally are not telling the truth. So that is my part one for you for today of effective mentor relationships. Be honest with exactly what you want. Listen and believe them via both their verbal answers and their actions. Move accordingly. Take care, y'all. Share this with somebody who might need to hear it. If you have a spidey sense, it might be in a nonsense relationship. Bye.
Ooh, congratulations to you who is still listening, because the people who already stopped listening, y'all, they're going to miss out. They are about to miss out on an opportunity. So here's the thing. I would love to connect with you more meaningfully. And so I have decided that I'm going to open up some one-on-one coaching sessions for free 99 with some of my most loyal and enthusiastic listeners. I'm very excited to do this. I feel like the success of our KD Coach LLC business enterprise allows me to have flexibility to do this kind of thing and really connect with you where you are. So who is this for? One, women of color faculty in academic medicine or public health. That's who this is for. Number two, you have not been a coaching client of Get That Grant or any of our other offerings. Number three, you love this podcast and rock with it. Okay. So if that is you and you are interested in potentially being able to schedule with me a one-on-one coaching session for free, then this is what I'd love you to do. I'd love you to reflect on this podcast episode you just listened to and consider, what is your top takeaway? What was your big aha moment in listening to this, and why does that matter to you? And what you're going to do is post that answer, your top takeaway for the podcast, why it was important to you. Make sure that you include the podcast number and the title of the podcast. Post that either on Twitter or Instagram and tag me. You have to tag me, because if you don't tag me, then I'm not going to know that you did this. So then you can't be entered to win the one-on-one coaching session. So you're going to tag me with your top takeaway on Twitter or Instagram.
post it
along with the episode number and name, and that will enter you in to a drawing for a free coaching session with me. I am going to do more than one, and I'm going to do this more than once. So I would recommend strongly that you consider the math and, you know, adjust your efforts accordingly. But like, all jokes aside, I am really excited about this. I'm excited to connect with you all that I haven't had a chance to. I'm very clear. Like, I understand that our coaching offerings are what we call high ticket programs. They're expensive. They're not cheap because, you know what? They weren't designed to be. But that doesn't mean that everybody can access them. So you might fall into that category. You might just fall into a category of like, I don't really know what this is about, but these podcasts are really hitting and helping me. And so if you do, and you're a woman of color faculty in academic medicine or public health, then follow the instructions and hopefully I'll get to connect with you soon. All right, take care.